in the limelight.
After an 11-day bombing campaign in Gaza that killed hundreds of Palestinians, including 67 children, the Israeli regime has its hand out to its greatest ally for an additional $1 billion in emergency military aid, on top of the $3.8 billion Washington provides each year, says Dave DeCamp, author in an article titled, After Gaza's slaughter, Israeli regime wants another $1 billion out of U.S. Stay tuned for the details. After an 11-day bombing campaign in Gaza that killed hundreds of Palestinians, including 67 children, the Zionist regime has its hand out to its greatest ally for an additional $1 billion in emergency military aid, on top of the $3.8 billion Washington provides each year. The Iron Dome is one of the Zionist regime's U.S.-funded missile defense systems. President Biden has recently promised that he would replenish the Iron Dome, a sign that getting the $1 billion out of Washington will not be very hard for the Israelis. Throughout the 11-day slaughter, the U.S. refused to condemn the Israeli regime killing of Palestinian children and gave the Israelis political cover by blocking U.N. Security Council statements calling for a ceasefire. In a pathetic attempt to pretend that the Biden administration cares about the suffering Zionist regime is causing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced additional aid for the Palestinians after the truce was reached. The assistance includes about $5.5 million to rebuild Gaza, a pittance compared to what the U.S. is poised to give the Zionist regime. In an interview with the Zionist regime's Channel 12, Blinken somehow claimed that Israel took significant steps to avoid killing civilians in Gaza. This ignores the deliberate targeting of civilian homes. In one Israeli regime air raid, bombs hit a residential building in Al-Shari refugee camp in Gaza, killing 10 people, 2 women and 8 children. Besides killing over 250 Palestinians, the bombing campaign wounded 2,000, about 600 of which were children, and destroyed critical civilian infrastructure. The violence was not limited to Gaza. In the West Bank and East Al-Quds, at least 29 Palestinians were gunned down by the Zionist regime's security forces. As usual, throughout the slaughter, U.S. officials made sure to repeatedly say that they support Israel's right to defend itself. The Zionist regime's bombing campaign started after rockets were fired out of Gaza in response to violence against Palestinians in East Al-Quds, particularly the Zionist regime forces storming Al-Aqsa Mosque and wounding hundreds with tear gas and rubber bullets. The Zionist regime blockade of Gaza and the military occupation of the West Bank and East Al-Quds is an act of war against the Palestinians. Palestinians have the right to defend themselves against their occupier. But these details are lost or purposely ignored in Washington, and unfortunately, they are also lost with the majority of the American people. Although the tide does seem to be turning, as poll after poll shows more young Americans are becoming more critical of the Zionist regime, Even young evangelical Christians in Congress, there is some opposition to unconditional U.S. support for the Israeli regime. While it is only a handful of progressives, and most likely Senator Bernie Sanders are quick to back down, the fact that U.S. arms sales to the Israeli regime do not breeze right through Congress anymore is significant. But as things stand with Joe Biden in the White House, an extra $1 billion in U.S. taxpayer dollars for the Israeli regime will be viewed as just a drop in the bucket. In 2013, as Vice President Biden made it clear just how favorably he views the fake regime of Israel. He said, "If there were not an Israel, we would have to invent one to make sure our interests were preserved," adding, "America's support for Israel's security is unshakable, period. Period, period." Lindsey Graham recently said that the additional $1 billion for the regime of Israel would be, as she said, good investment for the American people. But the U.S. support for the fake regime of Israel has only hurt the American people, creating enemies who would never have a beef with Washington if it wasn't for U.S. funding of the displacement, occupation, and slaughter of the Palestinians. With continued U.S. military aid, it's only a matter of time before another Israeli regime bombing campaign begins.